Okay, so what I want to do now is give you a summary of kind of all of these steps and how we're going to tie all of this together and what needs to happen so that you can literally have this automated model in place. Okay, and the idea here is that when we're selling our own products and we have these products being sold in a 100% automated fashion, where every single person, when they come into your campaign, they receive the exact same emails in the exact same order that everybody else does. This allows you the freedom to focus on the front end, which is driving traffic into your funnel, and let the sales come out of the back. What we find, the trap we get into when we are marketing, we get into a trap with information marketing so often of relying on broadcast messages that create quick windfalls. We rely on brand new product launches that create quick windfalls that produce revenue today, but it's not consistent revenue in the future, which means that in the future, if we have a vacation, if we have a sickness, if we just don't feel like writing an email today, then we're not generating revenue because we didn't write a broadcast email today. By automating everything and having everything into follow-up campaigns where every single person receives the same great email that you sent to today's picture of people. People come in today, they receive a great email from you, you think, wow, that's a great email. I'll send it out again in 6 months. Well, better yet, instead of sending it out in 6 months, put it on the back of your autoresponder campaign so that every single person that comes in ever, as long as you ever have a list, every single person that comes in, as soon as they get to what your current back of your campaign is, maybe 6 months, they get that email. And every single time you write a good email, you just tack it onto the back of your campaign, then you'll have all these great emails in your campaign. Okay? And then also this idea that all of your launches, so if you've got six products, if you've got 60 products, that you're literally doing launches, 7 to 10 to 15-day launch periods with a pre-build-up and a pre-launch and a launch and a post-launch. Literally, for these 14, maybe even 21-day periods of time, that there's one launch, and then 14 to 21 days later, there's another launch. 14 to 21 days later, there's another launch. Maybe between the launches, you've got some of your great emails, you're sending out some articles, whatever it is that you're doing. But the key here is that it's all 100% automated, that you're never focusing on live sending out broadcasts. Instead, if you're writing a brand new email, it is to put it on the back of your campaign or to slice into your campaign, put it somewhere in the middle. The purpose for this is, and the same thing with products. Let's say you create a new product. Sure, you can do a product launch right now if you wish, create a nice windfall. But the idea when you're creating a product launch is not to create it for today's revenue, but instead to slip it into your campaign somewhere so that people will be able to purchase that in the future. Okay. What you can also do is, let's say that you have 15 products. I mean, we've been talking about six. That's a foundation. That's where you're going to start. But let's say you get to the point where you have 15 products and you launch a product every 14 days. And, let's say that 14-day period of time includes some relationship building and an article, et cetera, et cetera. But let's just say it's a 14-day period of time. That's 2 weeks. So we got 2 weeks times 15 products. We've got a 30-week campaign. Now, at the end of the 30 weeks, we can do a couple of things. We can continue to add to the back of it, or we can simply loop the same emails that we've already done. So we've got 30 weeks. We put in another 30 weeks on the back of it. We could do this four times, come up with 120 weeks, which is 2 years and 20 weeks. Right? 2 years. So almost 2.5 years worth of content by simply having these 15 products that will loop over time. And literally, if you've got a 2.5 year campaign, you don't have to worry at all about your back end. All you have to do is put traffic in the front end. The sales will take care of themselves. Now, once those emails and those sales pages are created, then what you're going to do, you're going to have all the sales pages put into a split tester somewhere like Website Optimizer that is able to tell you specifically how well it's converting. your better converting sales pages. You're going to make sure that those product launches, you're going to move those product launches to the beginning of your campaign. The reason is because at the beginning of your campaign, you have more clicks and more opens. Okay, more opens and more clicks. So you want your highest performing campaigns earlier on. You're going to do split testing to continue to increase those conversion rates. Products that don't convert as well, maybe you rewrite the sales letter altogether. Try to split test your new sales letter with your old one. So what you're doing is instead of focusing on creating additional products, you're focusing on doubling the conversion rate of every single product you have. What you're also going to do is you're going to work on optimizing click-through rates and open rates. So you're going to be constantly looking into your back end, into the follow-up series that you have, and looking at emails that have high open rates. Excellent. So an email has a low open rate. What can we do to fix that? Fix it. Change the subject line. Change the email before it. Fix it so that that subject line, that email yields a higher open rate. You see that some emails have a low click-through rate. Excellent. Go into them. Find out what's different between the emails that have a high click-through rate and that have a low one. And if you, let's say that half of your emails in 100 emails, you have a 2.5 year campaign, you may have, 150 emails a year times 2.5 years, you got 375 emails. Okay? Half of those emails, so 187 of those emails do not perform as well as the top half, which is 187. If you were to double the performance of the bad emails, the 187 emails, by optimizing open rates and click-through rates, all of your sales would go up. So if you can get more people to be with higher opens and higher clicks, more people to your sales pages, and then test and tweak your sales pages to get higher conversion rates on your sales pages, your income will go up faster than if you simply created one additional product. Okay, now, and then this literally frees us up to be able to create, simply put our focus into driving traffic in. Okay, now, at any point in time, can we add a home study course to the back? I've really just been talking a lot about that one initial sequence that non-buyers might go through to make that first purchase. You can put buyers through that exact same sequence as well. Okay. What you can also do is before buyers have an opportunity to continue going through the rest of that sequence, okay, now what you can do is you can have them go through an upsell campaign where they have an opportunity to purchase a higher priced home study course or a higher priced coaching program. Okay, you can also build those into your buyer campaigns, higher priced products, coaching program products, et cetera, et cetera. All of that, exactly what we've just discussed with just your regular campaign, perhaps it's your non-buyer campaign, you can do exactly the same thing with buyers, okay, with your higher priced products. Incidentally, you can throw some of your higher priced products into your non-buyer campaign. They may not sell as well as to your buyers. However, even if they don't sell, they create the power of contrast. So perhaps someone sees an offer for $997. They see this product being offered for over a two-week period of time, and now you have one of your entry-level products at $197 the following week. That $197 looks like a great bargain compared to the $997 they were exposed to last week, as opposed to if they had been exposed to $97 the last week. You'll be able to see these patterns occur when you have your entire follow-up campaign created. It's very difficult to spot these patterns when you're running broadcasts, but when it's all in a follow-up campaign and you're tracking and testing everything that you do, you'll begin to see those patterns. Okay, so let's go back to exactly what we've talked about here. You're going to have six products that are going to be in 14-day launches each, and I've given you the exact language or the exact some exact ideas on what you can put into those launches. We don't want to say this email has to say this, this one has to say that, but I've given you that information so that you can have six products that are in a 14-day launch sequences. So in the end, you'd have 3 months, okay, or six products. You'd have 12 weeks or basically 3 months of content. Now, with just six products, you probably are going to continue to create products. That's just your foundation. But if you didn't want to create additional products, that's okay. You can just keep looping those six products onto the back of that campaign, loop them onto the back of the campaign so that people continue to have opportunities to purchase those products. Obviously, you can create new products. Once someone purchases, they're going to go into another campaign that is going to be an up launch campaign to, let's say, a home study course. And you may have in that exact campaign, you may also have multiple opportunities to market other entry-level products to the person that purchased that initial product. So just because someone has invested, let's say, $97, we don't want to now constrain them to only being able to purchase at $997 or $497. We want to give them that opportunity. But maybe you've got one client that they'll buy 26 of your $97 products for a total investment of $2,600, but they would not invest $1,000 on one product. Okay, and so in order to maximize that revenue on these buyers, if they don't buy at $997, they don't buy at payments, they don't buy at $497, they don't buy at payments for the $497, okay, then you're going to offer, go back to offering them $197s or $97s, okay, until they make another purchase. When they've made the second purchase, they go back into the loop so that now they're re-offered the $997, maybe after buying two or three $97 products and seeing the $997 offer several times over the course of, let's say, 6 months. Now they become willing to purchase that next product. Okay, remember, my concept is that we're not necessarily in a rush to get people to buy as much as possible right now. We want them to consume so that they will buy more from us in the long run. We're maximizing customer value. Okay, rather than feeling like we have to rush to get every possible dollar right now, we're simply looking at long-term customer value. Okay, and of course, that's not to say that we're not going to work on, you know, we're obviously going to work on conversion rates and optimize opt-in rates. We're going to optimize open rates. We're going to optimize click-through rates. We're going to optimize our conversions so that we can generate as much revenue as possible. Okay. However, we're going to do this in a framework of trust and relationship. Okay. Rather than begging or shoving people to make purchases, we want people to come in. We want them to trust us, buy from us once, consume the product, trust us more, consume another, buy another product, consume another product, trust us more, buy another product, consume that product, trust us more, and so on. Okay. So, if we were to kind of line all of this up in the order that we're going to do it, we're going to create the products. As we're creating the products, we're going to write sales letters for those products. We're going to write launch sequences. The launch sequences do not need to be perfect. They simply need to be put in your follow-up campaign. The reason for that is if you wait until they're perfect, it may take you 6 months to make your first 14-day campaign perfect. Wouldn't it be better in 6 months to have 12 14-day campaigns that are not perfect, all lined up in a row? 6 months later, you'd be able to look back and you'd be able to look at the open and click-through rates of every single email, and you'd be able to say, this email doesn't belong around. These tweaks need to happen. But you will not be able to figure out what's the perfect 14-day series of emails until people actually open the emails. You cannot write a perfect campaign in isolation. You cannot write a perfect campaign in your small office, in your basement, or even with a team of copywriters. It will only be perfect once you put it out there and you allow, let's say, 1,000 subscribers to go through that campaign, determine open rates and click-through rates and conversion rates, make the tweaks to get rid of the lower performing emails, replace them with better performing emails. If you've got an email that has a high click-through rate but a low open rate, fix the open rate, leave the email the same, fix the open rate. You got a really high open rate but a really lousy click-through rate, excellent. Run with the open rate, fix the click-through rate. Okay, same thing. You have a high open rate, you have a high click-through rate but low conversion rate, excellent. Fix the conversion rate. Okay, but that can only happen once the emails are in there. So it's critical that you put the emails in the campaign. Okay, then what you'll be doing is driving traffic to a squeeze page that will be creating the opt-ins that will go into your automated funnel. The automated funnel does all of the selling. You're not doing any broadcasts. Okay, all of the tweaking will be in the back end. It will be in the model. It will be in the follow-ups. All of the tweaking will occur there. That way, when you make a single tweak, it affects every single additional person that comes in. Whereas with broadcasts, you make a quick windfall today, but it doesn't make you money next year, and next year, and the next year after that. And what we're building is a long-term campaign. So, folks, I believe that ties all of this information up together. It can ties all of this information completely together. And you can literally begin wherever you're at. If you have zero products, create six. If you have six, let's add a few more. If you have, once you have the six, create a home study course. Once you have that, I really recommend plugging in a coaching program. There's lots of easy ways to create coaching programs that don't take a lot of your effort, but there's definitely a percentage of buyers on your list who will not purchase a higher priced information product, but they will purchase coaching. They value the coaching communication and feedback more than they value necessarily the information. And if you don't have a coaching program, in almost all likelihood, you're leaving money on the table. So we want all of these into the back end. Critical. I'll underline this one more time as I speak about it, okay? I'll underline it. It is critical that everything be staged into follow-up campaigns. That way, you can look at every single email over time and tweak the system so that new people coming in can get a superior experience. Literally, every 3 months, your system can be improving, and you do that through the follow-ups. Folks, that's all. That ties all of this together, and I'll tell you, the greatest thing for me would be to hear how those of you are creating these products. You're loading them in to your follow-up launch sequences, and then obviously 3 to 6 months down the road, you're tweaking those launch sequences and getting higher and higher conversion rates.